you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
You need to know them. You don't rely on, have confidence in, or trust anybody until you get to know them. Now, the Bible teaches we should trust the Lord with all of our heart. And in order to trust him with all of our heart, young people, I submit we need to know him. We got to know him. It's so important to know God. Jesus told a woman in John 4 and 22, he said, look, we know what we worship. And see, as a young adult or a teenager, we need to know who or what we worship. Knowledge is very important. What we know can help us. What we don't know can hurt us. Hosea the prophet said it one way in Hosea 4 and 6, that God's people or my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. My life can be ruined if I lack knowledge about God. As a young man, you need to have knowledge about your God. It comes to a point to where you and I cannot depend on somebody else's knowing. We have to have a knowing for ourselves. Thank God for grandmama. But we need to know God for ourselves. Thank God for mama, daddy, and friends, but we need to know God for ourselves. Can I make it personal? You need to know God for yourself. Jesus told his disciples, young folk, he said, look, there are a lot of strange voices out here, but my sheep, they know my voice, and as strangers, they will not follow. So while we are outside the church walls throughout the week, we're going to hear a lot of things. But when we know God, we're going to leave strange voices or teachings alone and stick to the written and the revealed word of God. Are you following me this morning? Because I don't want to be destroyed. What about you? Secondly, if we're going to trust God wholeheartedly, we not only need to have a personal relationship with the Lord through Jesus Christ, we need to know his ways, okay? We need to know God as well as know his ways. Our God is unique. He is not like man. Isaiah 55 talked about how his ways are higher than the ways of man. God doesn't think like a normal man. God doesn't talk like a normal man. And God doesn't act like a normal man. And so as children of God, we need to be so dependent on him that, Lord, teach me your ways. That's what David said. Teach me your ways. The primary way I'm going to know his ways is I have to be taught. I got to have a sent preacher to feed me knowledge and understanding. I need to be taught the ways of God. You need to, as a young person, know what God accepts and what God rejects. That has to do with his ways, how he does things. And no doubt, young folk, we can never totally know everything about God, but we need to be familiar with his ways. God does not want us to live by common sense. That's not his way. He said the just live by faith. Faith is the way of God. Are y'all with me this morning? So if I'm going to trust the Lord, I need to know him and know his ways. This morning, we're going to get some knowledge about our God according to Psalm 18 and 46. When you consider Psalm 18 and 46, which was authored by David, these are actually lyrics or words to a song that he wrote. And you'll find that back in 1 Samuel 22. But nevertheless, when you consider this small verse, David reveals three traits about God that young people, young adults and adults need to know. And these traits came from his personal walk with God, came with his experience with God. And so we need to make sure that we learn from what David reveals. So are you ready this morning? When you look at Psalm 18:46, again, three traits about our God. Let's look at the verse, Psalm 18:46, because I'm gonna deal with it, and y'all got to keep up. Y'all ready? Psalm 18:46, again, the Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Three traits. Number one, first, he says, the Lord lives. The Lord lives. Our God is self-existing. The one who created everything. I heard a report this week about a preacher in the community that taught that God is not in control of everything. This is what a preacher preached through the pulpit. But see, that preacher hadn't considered the word of God, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All power and authority in heaven and in earth belong to him. Our God runs everything. He is in complete control. But listen, he lives. Tell somebody, say, the Lord, he lives. He sees, he hears, he understands, and he cares. The Lord lives. What does that say to us on this morning? The Lord sees exactly what's going on in your life. Sometimes it feels as if he is unaware, but he sees and understands everything that you're dealing with. He has heard your conversations and your prayers. He lives. Our God is not dead. He is alive. He knows when you are behind on your bills. He knows when you are going through in your body. He knows and understands that you have ambitions, desires, dreams, and such like. He is not ignorant of your situation or your circumstance. He knows how you feel about where you work. He knows how you feel about school. He knows about the financial situation, if the truth be told, that you got yourself into. He knows everything. Oh, he knows that you even, somebody even feel like they behind schedule in life. You feel as if, man, I should have been accomplished this. I wish I would have did this a year ago, 6 months ago. Our God lives and he knows about it. But him living has another meaning. It does not just mean he is alive or he exists. One thing that David was trying to communicate is that when we say or he says the Lord lives, young folks, it also means that he is strong, that he is able to do something about your situation. He is able to change your situation or make it better. He's just not sitting there and just going to allow it to keep getting worse. Now, it'll get worse, but because he is in control, if you're trusting him, he's going to do something and cause worse to get better. God is talking to somebody this morning. I don't have to say I don't know who he's talking to. He's talking to us on this morning. God is going to show himself strong in your life. You're going to not only get caught up on what you are behind, but God is going to make sure you have more than enough. Why? He is strong. He is strong. You've been denied. You've been told no. You're left in limbo, and you're sometimes wondering if it's going to happen. The Lord is strong, and he's going to make sure that no matter what go down, it work out for your good. And I know we like to sing he'll do it in the midnight hour, but he'll do it at the noon hour. He'll do it at the stroke of dawn. We don't know when he's going to do it, but young folk, we need to know that the Lord lives. I said the Lord lives. See, society wants us to have our mind on COVID, like COVID lives. COVID is dominating, but that ain't dominating. The Lord is in control. And whatever you're dealing with, young folk, you don't have to look for another way to come out. Why? Because Jesus is the way. And it's time for you to realize that the Lord is strong. Woo, look how strong the Lord is. Y'all follow me to 2 Chronicles. It's one of the messages I got to teach and preach. We finna get the combo. We finna get a 2 for 2 this morning. How many like them 2 for 2s? Give me 2 junior cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Give me 2 for 2. 2 Chronicles 16. Y'all still going to help me read this morning? All right, 2 Chronicles 16, and scroll or roll down to verse number 9. Now remember, the Lord lives. The Lord lives means he's alive and he is strong. He is alive and he is strong. He is and he is strong. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Let's stop right there. So a loyal heart is a person who is trusting him. So if I'm trusting the Lord, his eyes or his presence is looking for me to show himself strong in my situation. I love it. He's going throughout the whole earth. That means he'll stop by the city and he'll come to the country. If you got a paved road at your house or a dirt road at your house, he is going throughout the whole earth looking for some young folk that he can help that's trusting in him. Yeah, you got a negative report from the doctor, but if you're trusting me, I'm going to show myself strong in your life because healing has already been promised to you. You in financial despair. You are in some need. Well, I'm going to show myself strong in your life. If I see you been bringing me my tithe and my offering, I got some windows that I'm going to open up and pour out blessing. You don't have room enough to receive. Lord, show yourself strong in my life. Because there's some things, young folk, I'm not strong enough to do on my own. That's why I got to trust the Lord. What about you? Are you trusting the Lord? Because if you're trusting the Lord, you need to receive this word. God getting ready to show himself strong. Breaking it down, he getting ready to show up. And he getting ready to show out, not just in your neighbor life, but in your life. Show yourself strong, Lord. Do what you can do. And we done learned he can do anything. Say fail. Nothing is impossible for our God to those whom believe. Young folk, he getting ready to show out. It don't matter if they say they cutting back hours. You better get ready and understand God in control. God in control. He going to show up. They can cut hours, do what they going to do. But God going to take care of his young folk. Gas can get up to $4. But God going to show himself strong. We going to have some gas in our car. And we can go where we so desire to go. When we want to do it. He going to show himself strong. I thought y'all would be more excited when you hear a prophetic word like this. He going to show himself strong. Look at somebody say, the Lord lives. Lord lives. The Lord lives. He's alive and he is strong. But then he says the second thing. He said, blessed be my rock. What does he say? Blessed be my rock. Blessed. I adore you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. See, there are some folk that they try to wait till they come out to bless the Lord. We have to bless the Lord, young folk, when we right in the fire. That's when we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord, the Bible says, at all times. So whether you in some mess or coming out some mess or going through some mess, you need to make some time to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Not feeling good, but I bless the Lord. Don't have everything I so desire, but I bless the Lord. Things are not going the way I so desire, but I bless the Lord. Again, at all times. I thank you. I adore you. I remember what James said. James said to count it all joy, especially when you fall into divers. Temptation. When you're battling young folk, you're going through, don't you hang your head down. You just bless the Lord. But bless young folk not just only means to give thanks or to praise. The hidden truth in the word or the term also means to respect, to highly honor. Look at somebody and say, you got to put some respect on the Lord's name. That's right. When I bless the Lord, I'm highly esteeming him. I'm saying, Lord, this ain't too hard for you to deal with. You can handle this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When everything that was going wrong in Job's life, his children died, wife turned his back on him, sick in his body, lost his possessions, Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He give and he take it away. Blessed be the name of the. See, we got to have that same mindset. Lord, I respect you through the good and the adverse because I know that you are in control. Having car problems, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Body feeling bad, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Friends acting funny, but blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm tripping, but blessed be the name of the Lord. How many know we can be a trip? Sometimes it don't be the devil. It don't be nobody else. We be tripping, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Teacher acting funny, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And I love how he breaks the verse down. He said, blessed be my rock. Listen, young folk, blessed be who? My rock. Come on, y'all help me this morning. Blessed be who? My rock. My defender. The one who protects me. I said, the one who protects me. The one who not only got my back, got my front, got my top, side, and up under my feet. He is divinely protecting me like a shield. Lord, the accident wasn't even my fault. These folks suing me. But I'm your rock, Baker. I'm your rock. I'm going to protect you. They suing you. Matter of fact, but Lord, I wasn't even in the car. My name on the title and I'm getting sued. Don't you worry about it, Baker. I'm your protector. 8 months later, got a letter saying what they were suing me for has been dismissed. The Lord letting you know, Baker, I'm your rock. I'm the one who will defend you. When sickness attacks your body, young folk, society trying to brainwash us. Look, if you want to stay healthy and protected, you need to get one. Then you need to get a booster. Then you need to get this one. No. Ain't no protection like God's protection. He said the righteous, he will surround them like a shield. He said he got a hedge of angels or protection around us. The Lord is protecting you. I don't know if you got a host or you got one or two angels, but if you righteous, you got 24-hour security. You got somebody with you that you cannot see. The Bible says, and lo, I will be with you always, even until the ends of the world. As long as we stay connected to God, he gonna watch out for us. He gonna protect us. Woo! Look at somebody and say, the Lord is protecting me. I don't know everything about your life, but God is your rock. He is looking out for you. If you lose a possession, it's because the Lord allow it. He still got you. He can make you get it back plus some. Why? He is your protector. Folk telling you they gonna take this and do this, they can't do nothing unless the Lord allow it. Folk used to call us threatening, we coming to get it, we coming to get it. And I had to mature to the point to where I realized, Lord, if you allow him to happen, I understand you in control. You protecting me. Now, rock not only means that God is our defender. Y'all still in the house? It also means that God was his foundation. Blessed be my rock, the one that I have built my life on. Since a child, David trusted the Lord. The Bible teaches us that he was a man after God's own heart. Even when his enemy, Goliath, attacked him, David said, look, I come to you in the name of the Lord. David was trusting his rock since he was a child. He had built his life around worshiping the Lord. And this is something we need to do, young folk. Our life needs to be built upon the rock. You and I must make sure, whether you're a preacher, a leader, an athlete, cute, straight A student, C student, whatever. But if you're a child of God, we have to build our life on the rock, on the word of God, on the written and the revealed word of God. That's when you can boast, blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, I done built my life on you. Everything I am, everything I got is because of you. And what I'm going through right now, I can bless your name. These storms are coming. The waves are beating. But because my life is built upon the rock, I know that I'm blessed. I know that I'm going to make it. I know that everything is going to turn out for my good. Yeah. Young folk, we have to make sure that our life is built upon the rock. Yes. Breaking it down, what does that mean? How we think, how we talk, and how we act. When you get out on your own, don't build your life on the system of the world. Build your life, or continue to build your life on the rock, on the word. Don't get out on your own and start tripping. No, continue to build your life on what you was trained as a young woman or as a young man. Are y'all following me? Because some young people, they get that foundation while they're a child. But time they get all the free time and get out on their own, some destroy that foundation and start building upon or conforming to the world. You don't do that. You have to make a solid decision that, Lord, I'm still going to keep building my life on the rock, on your word. Are y'all still with me? Lord, have mercy. The Lord lives. He's our rock. Y'all done fell off. The Lord lives. He's our rock. And the third trait, he says that the Lord is the God of his salvation. You are the God of my salvation. You are the source of my deliverance, protection, and prosperity. See, when David wrote this verse, he was bragging about how God delivered, protected, and blessed him when his enemies were coming against him and when Saul was trying to kill him. This is when these words came out of his being. He said, man, the Lord lives. Blessed be my rock, the God of my salvation. David had experienced God sustaining him in the midst of tough times. And sometimes as a young person, you are going to have tough times. You're going to suffer in life. But you always need to remember that the Lord is the God of your salvation. Now, when it comes to salvation, again, it's threefold. What is it? God's deliverance. Come on. God's protection and God's prosperity. The Spirit of God dealt with me this week not to deal with all three, but one of these in particular that some of God's people need to hear. He is the God of your prosperity. He is the God, young people, that will prosper you. Despite the economy, bad reports, or your situation, your God is the one that will prosper you. And when I talk about prosperity, I'm not just talking about money, because prosper has to do with being productive in every area of life. But in particular, when it comes to being a young adult, what the Lord wanted me to deal with and the adults is that God will meet your needs. The God that we serve will meet our needs. He'll prosper us. We don't have to do sinful or illegal things just to have our needs met. God will meet our needs. Help me encourage someone. Say, the Lord will meet your needs. That's right. He'll meet your needs. He'll make sure you got money in your pocket, money in your savings, money to be a blessing, money to help other folk. He will prosper you. You don't have to play DraftKings, young folk. You don't have to gamble just to get extra money. God will meet your needs. You don't have to watch on TikTok these folk that's flipping cars to try to give you a fortune. No, your God will meet your needs. And if you're doing that, that's idolatry. That's witchcraft. That's demonic. You don't need to give any place to the devil. And I know it's tempting. Let me see what she's talking about. She's flipping these cards live on TikTok. You better keep on scrolling. That's demonic. You don't give them spirits any place in your life. The prophet of God and God's written word will tell you the seasons of God, will tell you what's going to happen in the near and in the distant future. And this morning he's telling you that he's going to meet your needs. He'll meet your needs and do more than that. He'll meet your needs. He'll prosper you. He'll do it. It doesn't matter what the economy say. It don't matter what they saying on your job about things being held up and sales being down. God will still meet his people's needs. Matter of fact, you know how God is when it comes to his ways? When the world system is down, oftentimes in scripture, that's when he blessing his folk. Yes, sir. When the world system is down and going through famine, oftentimes in scripture, that's when God is pouring out major blessings in the lives of his people. And so young folk, young adults, you have to make sure you don't get caught up. Before you try to go get 2 and 3 jobs, what is your Lord saying? Before you try to go do this and do that, have you acknowledged God? And he said, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. And I know that feeling, man, because sometimes you know you got greatness in you. You know God wants you to have abundance. But when you look at your situation from a natural standpoint, you be like, what in the world is going on? What is going on? Just like in scripture, there was a man named Gideon. He was like, if I'm so blessed, where is the Lord's miracles? He in there hiding. Jacked up thinking, jacked up talking. But the Lord had to send an angel to say, look, you blessed, you mighty man of valor. And see, right where you are in your situation as a single young man, single young woman, you have to realize you blessed. You striving to please God, live by faith, you're blessed. Blessed, Jesus said, are those who hear the word and keep it. You are blessed. And you know that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. You just got to stay in the will of God and realize God gonna meet your needs. God gonna prosper me. Matter of fact, you need to change your talk. Say, God is prospering me. It ain't just he gonna do it. He is prospering me. And it's gonna get bigger and better. But if you keep watching the news and listening to the world, you'll get shook. I said, you'll get shook. You'd be like, man, gas was $3.09. Man, it was $3.19. Man, it's $3.29. You'll get shook if you ain't trusting him and realize your God will prosper you. Now, listen, remember earlier we were talking about learning the ways of God? I heard one yes. Is y'all in the house? Y'all remember earlier how we were talking about knowing the ways of God? I want to show you one particular way that God blesses his folk. There are a number of ways, but one primary way. I got to show it to you. Because, again, Some of God's particularly young adults and adults, you're expecting some things to happen in your life. And some of you are needing God to do some things in your life. And I have to convince you, and I hope you're being convinced, that God will prosper you. Whatever the need is in your life, God will, he'll prosper you. Why? He's the God of your salvation. Y'all still with me? All right, help me read Genesis 26. When our boys was young and they were children, that's when me and my wife was really going through. And we were trusting the Lord, but they were just living their best life. They had no idea what was going on in the house. You know, we were just going through things. God was examining us, trying us, and allowing this to happen and that to happen. But we remained loyal. We remained faithful. We remain, like Minister George said, obedient, and God would bless us. And as the years went on, he continued to bless us in greater and greater measures. And so what we did as parents, and even as pastor, what I would do is I would try to train them, as well as you guys, to make sure that you're prepared and you get to know God, because it's going to come a time in your life to where you need God to move for you. You need God to move in your life. And somebody say it right now. Yeah, that's just how it is. You get taught, but then it comes a time to where you got to earn your own stripes. You see what I'm saying? You got to go through this battle yourself. Yeah. See, the bills used to be in mama name, daddy name. But now they in your name. And see, if you are not trusting the Lord the way you should, you can get caught up. You can get caught up in this scamming that's going on. You can get caught up in trying to do this and do that to try to have your needs met. But you got to remember, I'm a child. I'm a child of God. And I got to function and carry myself in a way that the Lord wants me to carry myself so my God can take care of me. And the Lord knows, as he's told us earlier, he see everything. He know that there are young folk in here right now. You got some physical needs. Away with these folk that be talking about they only want the spiritual from God. God want us to have things. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Things will help you get your bills paid. You wear things on your body. Things are in your refrigerator. You ain't gonna have no Wi-Fi unless you got some things. Right? Genesis 26, look at verse 12. Look at one way God prospers his people. You got to get this in you. As a young person, teenagers, y'all got some time. Young adults, you got to be on it. Because you in the thick of things. Right now. Y'all hear me? Teenagers, young folk, you got time? Learn it. Young adults, tighten up. Genesis 26:12. Gonna look at a young man at the time of the text, Isaac. Look at this. Then Isaac sowed in the land and help me reaped in the same year, 100-fold. And the Lord helped me. And the Lord blessed him. 13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Look at that. He sowed. The Lord blessed him. And then he began to what? Prosper. And then he continued. continued to prosper. And then he became prosperous. Do you see the formula? In order to prosper, in order to continue to prosper, and in order to become very prosperous, it starts with sowing. It starts with sowing. It starts with giving. You want God to meet your needs or supply your needs, young folk? You gotta sow. Look, in the land. You have to bring God his money and put it on good ground. Put it on good ground. When the Lord see you doing that, and understand, our God rewards those who seek him diligently. It ain't a one-time thing. It has to be something that you practice. You and I practice. And when he sees it, then he does what he did to Isaac, young folk. He blesses. And so when God blesses, he takes us through stages. Woo, you're prospering. You continue prospering. And you're very prosperous. But young folk, it starts again with sowing. It starts with sowing. It starts with, Lord, what do you want me to do? I got needs in my life. You can go right to the word in 2 Chronicles 9, Corinthians 9. And it says, well, if you need much, you need to give much. But if you need little, you need to sow little. Because as a man in Galatians 6 and 9 says, as a man sows, that he will also reap. Oh, God, I need $10,000. Well, you need to be getting to sowing some money. Well, Lord, I got this bill. It's $85. Well, get to sowing. And he'll tell you what to do in order to get your needs met. He told this one man in scripture, this prophet. He said, look, I'm going to meet your need, but I want you to go to this city and I want you to go talk to this widow woman. And she going to take care of you. He gave him directions. It was folk in the New Testament. They were hungry. They had been in service with Jesus. And Jesus looked and said, these folk hungry. And he told the disciples, go get something to eat. And the disciples said, look, we ain't got nothing. Except for this little boy over here who got some fish and a few loaves of bread. They went and talked to the boy, and guess what the boy did? He gave into Jesus' ministry. They blessed the fish and the loaves. It was enough to feed, the Bible says, 5,000 men plus. It just said 5,000 men. That wasn't even counting the women and children. It was 5,000 men. But then when everybody, the Bible said, had eaten and was full, they took up the remains and gave them back to the boy. And he had more than what he sowed. He had more. That's how God worked. That's how God prospers, young folk. When we have needs, we sow, and he gonna tell us exactly what to do. Sometimes he may not tell you. He may send somebody to bless you. But when you are a giver, you got a right to go before God. Lord, what do I need to do? I've been sowing. What do I need to do? Sometimes he would tell me. He said, look, call them folk and tell them you ain't got it. And tell them you're going to get it for them. But right now, you ain't got. Call them folk, Baker. And guess what? I would call them folk. And they say, do you need to make an arrangement? And I would say, yes. And that would be it. That would be it. Then one time we had a bill that had got into collections. I wanted to pay it. I just didn't have the money. And so these folk were threatening me, and this man was real rude. He said, well, look, we finna sue you, and we finna do this, and we finna do that. And so be expecting a call. I said, oh, Lord. Lord, they threatening me. What am I going to do? He didn't tell me nothing. So I had to go through the process. So this one particular woman who was an attorney, she called me. She said, Mr. Baker, we're going to have to resolve this matter. I said, look, ma'am, I want to resolve it. I want to take care of it, but they just done throw me to you and this, that, and the third. And she said, well, tell me what they were doing. I said, this is what happened. This is how it went down. And she said, they can't do that. She said, Mr. Baker, I'm going to fight for you, and you are not going to have to pay this bill. Because what they are doing to you is illegal. I said, go ahead, Lord, and work it. The Lord said, listen to her. I said, all right. Let God use this woman. And when it was over and said and done, guess what? I didn't have to pay, because it came out that what they were doing to me was illegal. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. And he said he would rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. So, young folk, what do I want you to learn? God will prosper you. God will supply your need, but you have to be a giver. It has to be bigger than just bringing what belongs to God. See, the tithe and the offering, that's his. You bringing him was his. Your giving or your blessing is tied into your sowing. That's where your blessing is. It's in how you sow. And again, if you sow little, guess what you're going to receive? Little. If you sow much, guess what you're going to receive? And everybody's in different places, so I'm not going to try to tell you what your little and what your much is. But the key is, Lord, what should I give? Not just make up something and put it on the altar. Because we don't want God to disrespect our offering. We want God to respect our offering. Just like Cain. Just like Abel. We want to bring it before him and he be pleased with it. So, young folk, you have to set the pattern in your life. Lord, I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to trust you. Now, this don't mean don't be no bad steward of what God blesses you with. You take care of your stuff, but then when a need comes, you got a God who will take care of you. I said, you and I have a God that will take care of us. Why? He is the God of our salvation. I could go to God, Lord, I can show you for years my financial plan. Every time I get a check, Lord, this is what I do with my money. And you said, Lord, that if I was faithful over little, you make me ruler over much. What am I going to do about this right here? Doing what I'm telling you helped me to pay off debt, over the years get caught up, and make sure that the family was taken care of. Yeah. And then it'd be times he would tell me, look, do this side hustle right here. Do this right here. Do this right there. Sell this, and I'll make sure you have some money. Make this and sell it, and you'll have some money. Invest $72. Go buy you 12 shirts and get out there on them streets and flip it, and you'll have some money to do what you need to do. He'll tell you what to do. Bought a lawnmower from a sister, and I was helping her out, but my money was invested, and so I needed to get the money back, and I wanted to be a blessing. I was just trying to sell it for what I sold it for. I wasn't trying to just come up. I was trying to be a blessing, and so I said, Lord, I've been sitting on this lawn for over a month. What you want me to do? And myself, I was like, I'm just going to put it on Facebook and just sell it. But I didn't have what Elder White taught me. I ain't had that click. I just didn't feel right about doing it. So then I got an email this week about somebody having a yard sale. And I said, I'm going to take some stuff over to this yard sale. And so I took this stuff over this person's house and sold some stuff. And my wife was like, that's all you got? You ain't going to take nothing else? And that rang through my mind on Friday night. And I was like, Lord, is there anything else I need to take to this yard sale? That's what I asked the Lord. And you know what the Lord told me? That lawnmower. Take that lawnmower. I said, lawnmower? He said, yes. And I said, well, Lord, what you want me to sell it for? And he told me what to sell it for. Took the lawnmower over there. Somebody rode up and said they had been praying and asking the Lord for a lawnmower. And said they didn't want to spend over a certain amount. They had told the Lord they only wanted to spend a certain amount. And it was the same price that I was selling it for. Got to be a blessing and got my money and got my money back. Woo! Look at God and say, he'll supply your need. Your need. I was considering starting a particular side hustle. And I was talking to a preacher. Well, I was just talking to my pastor. I was talking to Bishop. And he was saying, look, you ought to do this right here. You ought to consider doing this right here. Are y'all listening? And I said, okay. The next day, remember the Lord hears, right? The next day, this woman asked me to do the very thing that the pastor suggested that I do. The very thing. The very thing that he suggested. I said, yes, ma'am, I'll do it. She said, well, what you going to charge? I said, Lord, what should I charge? He said, charge of this right here. And I charged it. She said, it's a done deal. I'm going to pay you. I said, well, there it is. Man, I went and got me some help. I went and got First Lady Baker to help me to do a job. Paid her. Paid myself. God will meet your meet your need. Y'all ain't hearing me on this morning. I said, God will meet your need, but it starts with giving. And see, you young right now, but see, you can put this into action. Lord, I'm a giver. I'm a tither. God will give you an idea, young folk, that could set you up for the rest of your life. One idea, one business, one side hustle, and supply your need for the rest of your life. Y'all ain't excited about it. So David done taught. He done sung that the Lord lives. Blessed be my rock, the God of my salvation. And he says, let him be exalted. Let him be exalted. How many have learned that the Lord lives? How many have learned that he is our rock? How many have learned by a show of hands that he is the God of our salvation? Let him be exalted in your life. Let him be exalted. What does that mean? In my clothes. Are y'all still with me? Letting the Lord be exalted in your life says you trust the Lord. And you're going to give him praise. You're going to magnify him on a daily basis. But the hidden truth in the word exalt means to make room. When you and I exalt the Lord, we make room for the Lord. We magnify him and we make room for the Lord. What does that mean? When problems, tough times take place in your life, don't let that take all the space in your mind, in your conversation, and in your feelings. Exalt the Lord. Make room. Make room for the Lord. Lord, I got this problem here, but you're going to cause it to work out together for my good. Lord, I got this financial need. It's starting to affect me, but I make room, Lord. You are the God of my salvation. You're going to supply my need. You're going to tell me how to handle it. You're going to tell me what to do, which direction to go. Y'all ain't hearing me, or are you hearing me? Make room for the Lord. Don't let your problems overtake you, overwhelm you. Sit down in your spirit and depress you. Let the Lord be exalted. Let him be exalted. Instead of talking about the sickness, talk about the healing. Instead of talking about the problem, talk about the promises of God. Man, did you hear what Pastor preached last week? Talk about that instead of talking about your problem. Let the Lord be exalted. You and I have to look for opportunities to let the Lord be exalted. But how many here have ever been guilty? Be honest, young folk. How many have ever been guilty of talking about your problems and issues more so than the will of God? Come on, be honest with me. Or you get shook and you just get depressed and don't say nothing. Uh-uh, don't do that. When you know the Lord lives, when you know the Lord is your rock, and he's the God of your... Y'all responded like y'all just came into service. When you know the Lord lives, when you know that he is your rock and he is the God of your, then let him be exalted. Let him be exalted. Magnify him and make room. Make room for the Lord. Don't talk about all that dumb stuff or negative stuff. Make room for your God. Talk about what he has done, doing, and what he's going to do. Talk about how you heard, oh, Lord, you finna bless Minister George with 3 vacations? He making way for 10 vacations? Lord, if you doing it for him, you gonna do it for me. Lord, look how you bless Sister Melissa with that black-on-black Jaguar. Lord, you giving folks their hearts to sight. You did it for her, you going to do it for me. Lord, look at that house you blessed Pierre with. Oh, good God Almighty. He went through for 2 years, didn't have his own house. Was it 2 years? It was 2 years. You did it for him. You going to do it for me. That's how you exalt the Lord. You make room. Lord, I got all these issues. I ain't just got to look at Job. I can look at these witnesses that I got that I'm surrounded around. Oh, God, look at how you doing this, doing that. Let the Lord be exalted. Are you encouraged this morning? Do you have the knowledge and understanding you need in order to maintain the victory this week? Well, I'm going to stop right there. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Let's exalt his name. Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.